very much for joining
us. Blog Talk Radio.
Well, God bless y'all. It's real good. I think I just heard the logo. And so I think that means that I am officially on the air. I want to bless God for all of you all that are tuned in with me on today. Thank you so very much. And I want you to know that you can call in. Let's see, what is the guest call-in number? Here you go, 347-857-2980. I want to hear from you, okay? I really do want to hear from you, and we're just going to see how things go on today, okay? So I am in the midst, I'm trying to hear the music, and I'm having a little bit of difficulty, so you all just bear with me on today. We're trying to get it together. But I am so grateful to be back on Blog Talk Radio. It has been a while. And so I'm honored of the Lord for the opportunity that he has given us to be on today. So I am very excited. And I want you to let somebody else know. Go ahead on and tell them, hey, y'all, he's back. He's on the air. And hey, you need to call in. You need to be a part of what God is doing. It's amazing now, all the technology that we have on today. It really is amazing. I am very, very grateful for all of the great things that the Lord has allowed us to do and that we can continue doing. So I want you to go and help me spread the word. Would you do that? All right. Now, let me figure out a few things. While I do that, I want you to just enjoy some wonderful gospel music. Yeah, I really want you to enjoy yourself on today. And let's just believe that God has great things in store for us, great and mighty things that he is going to do for us. Now, let me see, which button do I need to press that we can go and listen to some good gospel music? Here is Mona Moore. I believe I got this right. And you know what? This little light of mine, this one right here that I do have, I thank God that I'm just going to let it shine. I'm going to give God all the glory, all that I have right now. Sister Moore.
Put your hands together. Come on, y'all.
I'm gonna let
I'm this little light of mine. I am. I'm going to just let it shine. You know what? I bless God. That's Mona Moore right here on Successful Insider Radio. I am Dr. Michael Mosley. And you know what? I am really trying to figure out some things here on this new system. So if you're tuned in, thank you very much for being here. It's kind of a pre-launch session that I'm having right now so I can get accustomed to everything that is on here right now. There's a lot of strange little buttons that I got to learn how to push. A lot of strange little buttons, but I'm trying to figure it out right now. So I bless God for you, and I'm trying to call in myself and see if I can get a connection here, and that will help us to find out if the people are able to log in. And I'm still getting a busy signal. Okay. So, but I want you to let me know if you all are able to tune in and give me your insight on the program on today. But you know what, saints of God, in all that we're doing, I want you to know that God really, he really does want you to be successful. He really wants you to be successful. What is your idea of success? What is really your idea of success? You know, many people, I shouldn't say many people, but I should say almost everybody may have a different interpretation or definition of that word success. What does it really mean for you to be successful? What does it really mean when someone asks you, are you a successful person? What does that mean? I want you to think about it. And if you have an answer, I want you to give me a call. I want you to call me. That number, I believe, is 347-857-2980. 347-857-2980. And I want to talk with you on today. Now, the official launch of this program will be on in the month of September. But don't worry, I believe I'm going to do it every Thursday for right now, building up, so getting our audience together and me getting used to these little buttons and trying to figure out what is what, because I have two microphones on me and I don't know which one is being used right now, but that's okay. We're going to figure it out, figure it all out after a while. So I want to bless God. I want to bless God for you, and I want you just to remain encouraged and know that God is with you on today. God really is with you. You don't have to worry about a thing. Just know that the power of God is with you, and he really does want you to achieve. He wants you to be successful, but what does that mean? You know, for some people, maybe success means just being alive. And if you were ever facing death's door, then that really is true. That is success to you. Maybe someone else's success is having a lot of money. But what is a lot of money? Because that's another definition we need to define. What is having a lot of money? We need to think about that. What is really having a lot of money? So we got to really understand that God really wants you to have, God really wants you to enjoy your life on today. He really, really does. But saints of God, what is it that you desire? That was a lady that called me not too long ago, and she was inquiring about, she wanted prayer and for a particular issue. And I didn't mind praying. Of course, that's what I do. And I began to give her the information that I felt from the Lord. Now, I tell anybody, even if you're calling in for prayer on today, I would love to pray with you, even right now in the broadcast. I'm going to take some of your calls. But I tell anybody, you know, it's not my job just to tell you about a new car, a new house. You can have all of that. In fact, you don't even need me for that. But my job is to tell you why you are not receiving that. What is it that's blocking you from receiving that new car or that new home? What is it? I want you to think about that. Let's step into some more music right here. Let's see if I can get this button real pushed real quick. Let's see. Will it work?
Forever, come on.
Forever.
And ever.
And ever.
And ever.
And ever.
For all.
For all.
You've done. For me.
Lord, we just thank you. We just give you glory and honor, and we just honor you for all that you have done. Everything that you have done, God, it's because of you. You just felt that way, Lord. Just want to praise you. I just want to thank you. I just want to glorify you for everything that you've done for me. And when you start thinking about it, you really do kind of get happy about it. You know, we always say that in church, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, God, I thank you. You know what? Because you start to think. And sometimes you get a little teary-eyed, because I can be a little emotional. I really can. But sometimes you really do get kind of teary-eyed. Lord, I want to thank you. When you spared my life from that car accident, when you did pay the bill, when I did not know how it was going to be paid, God, I want to thank you. I appreciate it. I remember as a little boy when one time the hot water heater went out, and, you know, hey, it was just a way of life at that time. You just had to boil your hot little water on the stove and pour it into your little tub and you know, take your little bath. But oh, I remember that you got some people together and they got my mother a little hot water heater. And they surprised her from her job. They surprised her with it. And it, you know, even then I was a child, but now I think about it, I get kind of mushy out. I just kind of teary up about that, because it lets me know that God really is faithful. He really is a faithful God. All you got to do is just believe. Believe it. Know that he wants you to be successful. Know, you know, God really wants you to have the hot water. He does. He wants you to enjoy life. He wants you to be successful. He wants you, whatever it is that you have placed in your heart before the Lord, God is saying, hey, I want you to have it. Doesn't the Bible say, no good thing will he withhold from them that love him? Huh? No good thing will he withhold from those that love him and walk upright before him. He really wants you to have the very best. God really wants you to have the very best right now. What you got to do is just simply believe him. Can you do that? Can you really believe God? Can you really believe God for what may seem to be impossible? Oh, but all things are possible to him that what? Believe. Yeah, so all you got to do is just really know that he wants you to have it. Know that he really desires to bless you. Listen, I am grateful to the Lord. I'm on my way to Houston, Texas, and I want you to join me there. Houston, I'm coming. I'll be there this coming Sunday afternoon, August the 16th at 2:30 p.m. at the Hilton Southwest Hotel, located at 6780 Southwest Freeway. I want you to join me. We're going to have a great time in the Lord. 6780 Southwest Freeway is where I'm going to be at 2:30 p.m. Oh, I have a word. I guarantee you it's going to just bless your socks off. I want you to just be there and know that God wants to prosper you, know that God wants to move for you, and know that God wants to open doors for you. So I want you to make sure that you make plans to be with us on this coming Sunday. Yeah, this coming Sunday, we're going to have a great time in the Lord. So make sure that you join us on this coming Sunday at 2:30 p.m. We're just going to have a great time in God, okay? Listen, I am also excited about a new church here in California. So I want those of you that are in the California region, hey, make sure that you make plans to join us here in the Riverside area, the Inland Empire area of Southern California. God is good. God is faithful. And you know what? I cannot say it enough. He wants you to have the very best in life. He wants you to be rich. He wants you to know that you can have great success. He just wants you to have it with him. He wants you to know that you can, that's no good thing that I will withhold from you. I just want you to have it with me. Know that God is, I really want you to really grab this concept. God, when you're successful, it lets others know that the God we serve is also successful. Because you know what? I heard one of my mentors make the statement, if God is not broke, then why are you? If God is not broke, he owned cattle on a thousand hills. I remember the preacher saying that as I coming up as a, in church as a child. If he has cattle on a thousand hills, I should have some. If God is not broke, ladies and gentlemen, then you shouldn't be either. Think about that. God wants you to have. God wants you to enjoy. God wants you to be happy. Yeah, he wants you to be happy. He wants you to enjoy your life right now. I wonder, can you believe it? I wonder, can you really believe God for enjoyment? Can you really believe God for the best there is in life right now? God, you know what? I want to thank God, excuse me, for actually being in my life right now. Thank you, God. Oh, excuse me. I have a little cough there. But thank you, God, for actually being in my life, letting me know that I can have, I can do anything I want with Christ because he is the universe. He is, the Bible said, with men, this may be impossible, but with God, all things are possible. With God, notice what he's saying, with God, if Christ is in your life, there's no way you cannot be successful. Well, the only way you can choose not to be successful, I have to correct that, is that you just don't want to be. But that, again, depends on what your definition of success is. But with God, it can be so. You can make it. Keep Jesus in your heart. Keep Jesus in your life. Keep believing. Even in the impossible, God is there to move for you. Here's Milton Bronson to encourage your hearts even more right here on Successful Inside Radio. There is no other way, no way I can live without you, God. On Successful Inside Radio, I'm Dr. Michael Bronson.
Yeah.
There is no way. There is no way I can live without you. God, I have. I'll be honest. I've tried other things, but I know with you, you are success. You are. You're omnipotent. You have all power. If anybody can make it happen, God can. It can be. And you know what that lets you know? Whatever dream that you have right now, it can be so. You can achieve it. Listen, give me a call right now. You can call in at area code 347-857-2980. Let me know what you think about the show. Maybe some of you may be listening to this broadcast after, what we say, after hours or whatever. Let me know. Send me a note. You can send me a message. My Gmail account, Dr. Michael Mosley. No, I'm sorry. D-R-M-L Mosley. That's D-R-M-L-M-O-S-L-E-Y at Gmail. I know, slow it down, preacher, slow it down. DRMLMOSLEY at gmail.com. I would love to hear from you. Let me know what you think about the show. Maybe give your opinion, your ideas, your thoughts. What does success mean to you? What does it really mean to you? What is your definition of success? Now, you know, I tell people, try not to give me some hoopla answer, you know, or it just means being able to feel the Spirit of God every day. Well, okay, now, that's that. If that really is your answer, then you should not be complaining in your life. If you can feel the Spirit of God, then you shouldn't be complaining that I don't have this and I don't have that. No, because really, I want you to really, what is your definition? Because God is here to bless you with what you want. You know, some people say, well, the Lord knows my heart. He may know your heart, but he knows also what you're saying. And really what's in your heart, a lot of times may not be success. You see, because some people, what's in their heart is being vindictive, getting back at the person that did them wrong. What is in their heart is a lot of times feeling that they don't deserve the best. You know, well, now this is a mistake that a lot of the church people have done. We have stated so many times, oh, I don't deserve this, or I don't deserve, you know, this is, I'm just a poor wretch undone. I don't like it when people say that. In fact, God does not like that. I'm going to go a step further to say God does not like that. I do not want any one of my children to think that they are just a poor wretch undone, that their daddy barely loves them, that their father just barely gave them the crumbs off the table. No. And we say things like that, God, if you would just give me a little piece of bread, I'd be all right. No, don't be praying them kind of prayers. God wants you to have the whole loaf. I love my child. I love all of them. I have six beautiful children. I love each one of them, and I want them to have the best. Ooh, I really do. I want them to have the best. And ladies and gentlemen, God wants you to have the best. He's not, okay, I'm gonna give him this little piece of bread. It is stale bread. No. Stop acting like that with God. God, if you just give me just a little piece of a job, just a piece of a man, it's better than none at all. Just no. Lord, I want to thank you because you're opening up your best for me. I tell anybody, I'm one of God's favorites. I am. I tell anybody, I am one of God's favorites. He loves me. Now, I don't know about you, but I do know about you. Maybe you don't realize it, but he loves you too. But until you wake up to the truth to get your blessing, I'll take your share. I'll take your share. But God really loves us. He wants you to be successful. He wants you to know that he is with you. Somebody said, but I did this. And I remember a gentleman told me this one time. He said, Dr. Mosley, I know God really can't be with me because I killed a man at one time. And, you know, when he said that, it kind of made me nervous. But I'm like, okay. I said, okay. But you know what? God still loves you. God still cares about you. He's still on your side. It does not matter what other people may say, what they may think. He's still that God, what can separate us? Is that what the scripture said? From the love of God, nothing. Do you believe that? Nothing can separate me from the love. Child, he just loved me. You know that? He just loves you. He just crazy about you. I don't care what is going on in your life. God is just crazy about you. Are you crazy about him? Do you really, really love him? Think about that. Do you really, really love God with all of your heart? Oh, ladies and gentlemen, there's nothing that God cannot do for you. If you let him do it, if you just allow him to do it, I want you to allow God. Do you really, really love the Lord? Think about it. I'm Dr. Michael Moser, right here on Successful Insight Radio, carrying you higher, motivating you, and inspiring you to your success. He is the late, but he certainly was great, Thomas Whitfield. I love you, God, with all my heart, with all my mind, all my soul. I do love you with all of my heart, and I know that you'll always be there for me. Uh-oh, let's see. Can I get my song to play? There we go. Hang in there as we continue with more of the best in gospel music on Successful Insight Radio.
There's so much in my heart I want to say to you, Lord. There's so much you are and so much you've done. If I can get some help from you, Lord, in my heart I'm going to try to relay it tonight. But please forgive me, Lord, if I start to cry. I've got to tell you, I really love you. I wanna tell you how I worship. I really adore you. If you will, Lord, teach me more and more. I wanna honor the essence. With my whole heart, yes, I will, yes, I will. I bless you, Lord, yes, I do. Yeah.
love I have in me.
Sometimes I can't find my way, and often Oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I had to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I had to know if I put it in your hands that everything will be alright.
So yes, I stopped.
Soon as I stop worrying
how the story ends,
I can let go.
I let go when
let go and let God, let go, let God, oh, let go and let God, let go and let God, my brother, let go and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God.
All right, everybody, I am back. It took me a little moment there, but I'm glad I'm back. And I don't know what happened, but the line, something got to happen. But that's okay. You know, hey, it's radio. You just got to know how to go with the punches, right? But listen, I want to hear from you. I hope you enjoyed our first broadcast on today and just getting the feel as to how things are going. And, you know, getting used to all these little buttons that I got to push. It's all good. I thank God for allowing me to cast a connect with you. And I want you to stay encouraged. Know that God really wants you to be successful. Keep moving forward. Keep persevering. And know that all is working well. Give me a call. You can call my office at 916-467-4448. That number again is 916-467-4448. And just know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. Well, I had to finally see which mic we was on. That we go. But give me a call back and let me know how did you enjoy this broadcast at 916-467-4448. You can email me, drmlmosley@gmail.com. And let me know what you think about it on Facebook, okay? Give me a call or let me know. Hit me up on what they say. Hit me up. Hit me up on Facebook, all right? He's all over me and he's keeping you alive. Why is he keeping you alive? Because you've got to reach your point of success. Stay encouraged, everybody. Houston, I look to see you this weekend, okay? At the Hilton Southwest Hotel, 6780 Southwest Freeway. God bless your hearts, everyone. Let's stay encouraged. He's all over you, all right? He's keeping you alive. On Successful Insight Radio, I'm Dr. Michael Mosley.
How many of you know that he's all over you?